Welcome to episode 53 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. In today's episode, we are back at it with another mailbag from Twitter. We don't have as many questions to go through this time. It's going to be a shorter episode. But before we get into it, just a reminder to do everything you can to help grow the podcast. If you're on Spotify, rate us and review us. If you're on any other platform, and do anything you can to help grow the podcast and give feedback so I can know what you guys want to see. If you guys like these mailbag episodes, if you guys don't like these mailbag episodes. And yeah, I'm pretty excited for the way the podcast is moving. The NFL season is obviously approaching, and I have a great week one preview episode planned out. It's going to be a ton of fun. So if you're not already following the podcast, make sure to do that and turn on those notifications. One last thing before I stop rambling, be sure to check out Anchor if you're looking to get into the podcast business. Without further ado, let's get into episode 53. All right, so we have about four or five questions to get through in this episode. Let's start with the first one here from my man, the Geek Slays. Does Rodgers win another ring? Unfortunately, I do think I'm going to say no. It's tough. The Packers right now are not in a spot to win a championship with that receiving core. I know that you could probably win a championship with the receiving core, but your defense would have to be just insane. The Packers defense is really good, and there's an all-pro caliber player at every level of the defense. Jair at the corner spot. I think Adrian Amos at the safety spot. I think linebackers. Devondre Campbell, I think, did make All-Pro last year, if I'm not mistaken. Kenny Clark on the defensive line. Those are all really, really good players, but this defense needs to be performing at a championship level all year in order for this team to make the Super Bowl. The thing is, the NFC is super weak, so I can see a path to them, A, winning the division, because I like the Vikings, but I do like the Packers just a little bit more. I think the Packers win maybe one or two more games. I think it's really going to come down to who wins those divisional matchups between the Packers and the Vikings, and who can clean up the bottom of that division easier. If the Vikings don't sweep the Bears, but the Packers do, or they same thing with the Lions, then that could give the Packers the advantage. But enough about that. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Does he win another ring? I don't think so, at least not as a Packer. If Rodgers were to do a Brady thing and play until the end of his contract here in Green Bay and then go to another team that's already pretty much primed to win a Super Bowl without a quarterback, I don't even know an example right now, honestly. Maybe Miami. I don't know. He wouldn't go to Miami, though. if he were to go to a team like Tom Brady that kind of was just a quarterback away and win a championship, I could see it, but I really don't think he'll win another one with Green Bay. If I had to predict it, I think he retires a Packer, so I do not think that he is going to win another ring. It's sad. It's unfortunate. Especially being a Packers fan, if they do something big in free agency or big in the trade market to improve that receiving core in the next couple of years that Rodgers is there, or Romeo Dubs or Christian Watson turn into superstars, one of those two, I could see it. But if this receiving core is as bad as it is, Rodgers gets so frustrated and so angry with his receivers for being bad. I mean, we've seen all the reports that he's just screaming at the receiving core. If that chemistry isn't there that he had with Adams, I just don't think it's going to work. So I know at the moment I would say I do not think that Aaron Rodgers gets another ring, as sad as it is to say. All right, this next question comes from Zeb on Twitter. Says, how do you feel about the Cavs trade? This is something that I've wanted to talk about on the podcast anyway, so I guess it's best to just get right into it here. How do I feel about the Donovan Mitchell to the Cavs trade? I think that this is fantastic. This is Donovan Mitchell. This is a guy who I think has the potential to be the number one player at his position in the NBA. And they bring him into a team that honestly was pretty close last year. They were even kind of underestimated last year coming into it, with Jared Allen and Darius Garland, and Colin Sexton was expected to miss the year and everything. People were kind of okay, the Cavs might be okay, but they're probably going to be a play-in team. And they were. They didn't end up making the playoffs. But here's the thing, man. Donovan Mitchell is so good. He's a liability on defense. That's going to hurt them come playoff time. I don't think this team is a playoff contender. Sorry, not a playoff contender. A finals contender, because you have to have that defense. And their defense is really good outside of him. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland. Those guys are all guys who can play really, really good defense. But Donovan Mitchell is going to be defending either the one or the two guy. The number one or the number two guy on the other teams. Right? Do you trust him to do that? I don't. But honestly, dude, Cleveland's all in right now, and I love it. Part of the deal was obviously Colin Sexton. I was talking to one of my friends about this when it first happened, and they hadn't released or, like, announced the players that were going yet. And I was like, dude, if they manage to keep Colin Sexton here, this is a fleece and a half. Obviously, they ended up not being able to keep Colin Sexton. So, man... I like it for the Cavs. If we're just talking about how I feel about it, I like it for the Cavs. Do I think this makes the Cavs this year's contender? No, just because of he's been fantastic offensively in the playoffs. Nobody's doubting that. He has been phenomenal in the playoffs offensively. Defensively, you saw it last year. He just can't get it done. And they even had Rudy Gobert as one of the best defenders, and they just were one of the worst defensive teams in last year's playoffs. I think that, as a whole, the Cleveland Cavaliers are a better defensive team than the Jazz were last year, so I think that's a plus. And I think I think Donovan Mitchell can be the best player on a championship team. I think that's what he's going to have to do if Cleveland's going to win a championship. I like him. I like the trade. I don't think this is in any way a fleece by the Jazz. I don't think there's any way that Cleveland comes out of this losing it, because Donovan Mitchell is incredible and he's going to be so good for them. So I like this deal a lot, and I think that it's going to be hopefully vault the Cavs into the top five, but the East is so competitive this year. One of like nine teams that are all are just really, really good. Like one of like the Bucks, Sixers, Celtics, you know, Heat, Raptors, Bulls, Hawks, Cavs, and somebody else, like one of the other top-heavy teams. Oh, and Nets are all going to miss the playoffs. One's going to miss of those teams going to miss the playoffs. Right now, I'm going to say that's the Cavs, but I don't know. It's crazy. Alrighty, this next question also comes from Zeb. What is your favorite NFL game of all time? This one's really, really tough. I'm going to give a Packers one and a non-Packers one. Starting off with my Packers one, let's get that out of the way. I think it's the Bears-Packers NFC Championship game in 2010. Either that or the Packers-Steelers Super Bowl game. So I was pretty young for both of those things. 2011 was the year they won it. I had just turned 8 years old when they were in that Super Bowl. Like my birthday is January 22nd. So I think they either had played the NFC Championship game against the Bears like a week after my birthday, or maybe like on my birthday, I forget which the way it lined up, not the point. But I was like 8 years old, dude. So this is like a very young football fan, a very young Jake Talk Sports watching it. But my family is, everybody's a Packers fan on my mom's side of the family. That's just how it runs. That's why I'm a Packers fan. So we were all everybody's over at our house to watch that game, and we watched BJ Raji do his thing. We watched Rodgers and Randall Cobb and everybody do their things, and it was just such a fantastic game. And I remember being some of the best football I've watched or I can remember watching. And then obviously that same year, that Super Bowl, my entire family went over to my aunt and uncle's house. We had cookies, we had food, and we sat there and I watched the Green Bay Packers. I watched my first ever championship won by one of my teams. You know, I'm a Packers fan, a Raptors fan, a Sharks fan, a Blue Jays fan. None of those teams have won a championship in my lifetime except for the Raptors and the Packers. And the Packers, I was a lot younger than I was for the Raptors, because Raptors was like 3 years ago. So being a young fan and watching them win a championship was really shaping for me. It really got me more into football. And that's when I started taking it seriously, was like when I got... I really started taking it seriously, so I was like a freshman in high school, but, you know, that's not the point. Point being, that's why one of my favorite games, because, A, it was like a big moment in, like, my fandom history, is I got to watch my team win a Super Bowl. There are not a lot of fans who can say they've got to watch their team win a Super Bowl. That's just something that I think is so cool to have experienced, and I got to watch the Raptors win a championship in 2019. That's really cool. He also said NBA game, so I'm going to throw one in there. Raptors Sixers game 7, 100%. It was one of the most fun games I've ever watched. It was insane down to the last minute. It had me just out of my seat, and I went absolutely freaking nuts. I'm telling you, nuts when Kawhi Leonard hit that shot. That's one of my favorites. Non-Packers is a little bit tougher, but I think it's probably... I want to say it's Bills Chiefs last year. It was so good. Like, that's one of the most memorable games I can remember. It was such a good game. I was at college, and I was just watching it with a bunch of my friends. Like, we had, like, half the floor, half the guys from the floor just in the lounge, just sitting on beanbag chairs, sitting on chairs, people sitting on the floor, everybody just watching and going ballistic during this game. And that is one of my favorite games because it was such a good game, but also just because of the experience that I had. So that would be my answer for those. All right, this next question comes from Mr. Miller Football. Why does Rodgers do anything? Here's the answer. Okay, here's the answer. Nobody knows. Rodgers, he's insane, man. That's all I got to say. I just had to dedicate 25 seconds to that. All right, the last question also comes from Zeb. It says, let's see. Probably should have it pulled up. If you could bring someone from the past on your favorite NFL NBA team, who would it be and why? If it's any team, I'm going to say Randy Moss to the Packers right now. If it's just the Packers, I'm going to say bring Jordy Nelson back. Basically, any high caliber receiver would be my answer there. NBA team, it would probably be if it's just Raptors, bringing Vince Carter back. If it's anybody, Michael Jordan, because why wouldn't I? I want to thank you guys very much for listening to episode 53 of the J-Talk Sports Podcast. Episode 54 will be with my man, the Yeast Slaves, as we break down and preview week one. It's going to be a fun time. Be sure to be there or be square. Remember, do everything you can to help grow the podcast. I love you guys, and we will see you in episode 54. Go Pack, go Drew Lock, starting quarterback.